three people being confirmed dead after gunfire ended a 16-hour hostage seize at a cafe in Sydney, Australia. Police say the dead include the gunman and two of 17 hostages. Four others were wounded. The two dead hostages have been identified as a 34-year-old man and a 38-year-old woman. Local media identified the gunman as 50-year-old Iranian-born Manheran Monis, who was once prosecuted for sending offensive letters to families of Australian troops who'd been killed in Afghanistan. Monis had been out on bail on charges of being an accessory to murder, the murder of his ex-wife, and on sexually assaulting a woman in 2002. Anti-terror police in France have dismantled a recruiting network and arrested 10 people who are accused of sending French nationals to fight alongside Islamist insurgents in Syria. Raids targeting presumed jihad recruiters have taken place in Toulouse in southern France, as well as in Paris suburbs and in Normandy in the north. Official data shows more than 900 French nationals and residents have either joined the Syrian civil war already or had made plans to travel to the war-torn country.